Radio On The Go News.
With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship this week released three Iowa poultry sites from avian influenza quarantine restrictions. The restrictions prohibited the movement of poultry and poultry products on or off the affected premises and were lifted after these sites were cleared from the bird flu. The sites released from quarantine include a commercial pullet site in Franklin County, a commercial turkey site in Hamilton County, and a site of commercial breeding chickens in Humboldt County. Quarantines will be lifted on remaining sites as requirements for release are met. The latest outbreak of avian influenza has been confirmed at 19 poultry sites across Iowa, including at 15 commercial sites and 4 backyard sites. Yesterday, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources released an administrative consent order between the agency and David Muth Sr. for the purpose of resolving repeated failures to timely submit manure management plan updates and fees for an animal feeding operation in Butler County. Muth must pay an administrative penalty of $3,000. His facility consists of 2 confinement buildings housing 3,600 swine finishers. Yesterday, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources released an administrative consent order between the agency and Ram Nutrient Applications, LLC of Iowa Falls. Ram Nutrient is a licensed commercial manure service, was hired by Wolford Farms to land apply manure from its facility to nearby farm fields in Franklin County. On December 13, 2021, Ram Nutrient reported that a manure release occurred when one of their applicators overfilled a tank causing about 500 gallons of manure to spill on a farm field. Around 100 gallons of manure eventually entered an unnamed tributary of Maines Creek before the tributary could be dammed. The administrative consent order calls for Ram Nutrient Applications, LLC, to ensure that all handling, transferring, and land application of manure is done in a manner that does not result in a manure discharge to a water of the state, and to develop and implement a standard operating procedure detailing a plan for ongoing employee training related to manure handling, transferring, and land application. Wednesday night, the Butler County Sheriff's Department arrested 19-year-old Logan Ochi of Shell Rock for failing to appear from the original charges of domestic abuse assault and for assault causing bodily injury or mental illness. He was also charged with providing false ID information. Ochi is being held at the Butler County Jail. Wednesday night, the Iowa Falls Police Department arrested 28-year-old James Roll of Iowa Falls for a second offense OWI and for driving while revoked. Roll was later released from custody. The Cerro Gordo County Board of Supervisors this week approved an amendment to the county's current fiscal year budget. The budget will have an ending balance of over $29.8 million as of June 30, 2022. In other business, the Cerro Gordo Super Jurisdictional Comprehensive Plan Agreement with RDG Planning and Design Incorporated. If you plan on voting the traditional way by going to a polling place on June 7th, Butler County Elections Deputy Matt Wilkin has the following advice to pass along.
Well, the polls are open from 7 to 8, and so if you want to make sure you're registered, otherwise you can do it in person. It goes much more smooth if you're already registered and you already have your card and everything, but definitely bring your ID with you, and if you're new to the area, you'll want to bring a piece of mail with your address and everything on it to show. Also, make sure your IDs are updated. They're good for 90 days, so if it's within 90 days they've been expired, they'll still work, but anything past 90 on your driver's license is not going to work that day.
Now, for more information on voting, contact your local county auditor's office. Wednesday night, the Rockwell City Council was informed that enough staff has been hired at the city swimming pools planning on opening for the season May 30th. In other business, the Rockwell Council said June 1st at 7:05 p.m. as the date and time to hold a public hearing to amend the city's current fiscal year budget. Also in the news, the AGWSR School Board this week voted to move ahead with a girls' wrestling program. In other business, the AGWSR Board approved a bid of $12,250 from Bryce Chaplin of Ackley for the demolition of the 2 houses east of the Ackley Elementary Building and approved the 22-23 fees as presented. Today on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program, we will feature comments made from the candidates for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Republican Chuck Grassley. Those comments will be from Abby Finkenauer of Cedar Rapids, Michael Franken of Sioux City, and Glenn Hurst of Minden. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available under the News tab at radioonthego.com. Rainfall totals around the area in the past 24 hours. You can find the rainfall totals by going online to radioonthego.com and looking under the Weather tab. Allison and Charles City and Dumont all picked up a quarter inch of rain. Also, we have Chapin with a tenth of an inch, Eldora 17 one-hundredths, Green 3/10 of an inch, Hansel 1/10 of an inch, Mason City 26 one-hundredths, Rudd 2/10 of an inch, and in Waterloo and Webster City, each location picking up 1/100 of an inch of rain in the past 24 hours. The high in the past 24 hours, ending at 7 o'clock this morning here at the Radio On The Go Studios, 89, and the 24-hour low ending at 7 o'clock this morning, 56 degrees. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.